All right, we're continuing our reading of Chaitanya Charitamrita. We just about finished yesterday the intoxicating fruits of love of God. And we were reading about how anyone who tastes the fruit of love of God from Lord Chaitanya's tree immediately becomes intoxicated so much that the person rolls on the floor in ecstasy, makes loud humming sounds, and in this way, through the process of chanting Hare Krishna, the whole world becomes flooded with ecstatic love of Krishna. That is Lord Chaitanya's desire. Lord Chaitanya himself tastes the fruit, showing that if you want to teach, you must set the example first. Lord Chaitanya himself tastes the nectar of the holy name of Krishna, and then he makes the request to all of his followers, who are like branches on the tree of devotion. Bhakti Kalpatru. Lord Chaitanya instructs, take these fruits and distribute them all over the world. So this is our authority to spread Krishna consciousness, the holy name of the Lord, because it is Lord Chaitanya's order. Now we're going to go to a section of Chaitanya Charitamrita called the cleansing of the Gunjita temple. So hopefully we all have a taste for distributing the fruits of love of Krishna. And now we're going to see how Lord Chaitanya cleansed the temple. He did it twice to demonstrate, first you clean out the gross things from your heart, and then you go again and clean out the subtle things, the subtle dirt in the heart. We're going to hear about the ecstasy of Mandira Marja, cleaning the Lord's temple, which is the same as cleaning your heart. So in this way, we'll get a taste for not only the distribution of the fruits of love of Krishna, but also we'll get a taste for absorption in Mandira Seva, service for the temple of the Lord. Whenever Prabhupada would go around the world, he would often say, when he arrived in New York or Los Angeles, he would say, this is not New York, this is Vaikuntha, the temple, that is. This is not Los Angeles, this is Vaikuntha. So Lord Chaitanya is going to show you how to taste the nectar of absorption in temple seva. We're in Jagannath Puri, and the Rath Yatra day is approaching. So, knowing that Rath Yatra is approaching, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu first of all called the Kashi Mishra, then for the superintendent of the temple, then for Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. When these three people came before the Lord, he begged them for permission to wash the temple known as Gundicha. Just see how humble Lord Chaitanya is. He's begging for permission to serve Krishna, and he is Krishna himself. But he's teaching how to be a devotee of the Lord. A devotee of the Lord is very humble, respectful. And so Lord Chaitanya is asking, can we have permission to clean the temple? Upon hearing the Lord's request for permission to wash the Gunjicha temple, the superintendent of the temple said, my dear sir, we are all your servants. Whatever you desire is our duty to perform. But this is Vaishnavism. This is Bhakti Yoga. Each one thinks I'm the servant of the other. Lord Chaitanya is asking the temple superintendent. Although Lord Chaitanya is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and the purpose of the temple is to worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead, nevertheless, the Lord, as the devotee, is asking, can I clean the Lord's temple? This is the amazing thing about Chaitanya Charitamrita. Anyone who absorbs themselves in reading Chaitanya Charitamrita will develop good qualities. If you want to learn how to be a Vaishnava in behavior, just relish Chaitanya Charitamrita. The interactions between all the devotees led by Lord Chaitanya will show you what is the proper platform of behavior between Vaishnavas. So Lord Chaitanya requests, but the temple superintendent says, we're all your servants. Whatever you desire will happen. The king gave a special order for me to do without delay whatever your lordship orders. So the king, Pratyabharudra, although he's the majestic king, he's thinking, I'm just a servant of Lord Chaitanya. So King Pratyabharudra had already given the order to the temple superintendent, whatever Chaitanya wants, that must be done. My dear Lord, washing the temple is not service befitting you. Nonetheless, if you wish to do so, it is to be accepted as one of your pastimes. To wash the temple, you need many water pots and brooms. Therefore, order me. I can immediately bring all these things to you. As soon as the superintendent understood the desire of the Lord, he immediately delivered 100 new water pots and 100 brooms for sweeping the temple. The next day, early in the morning, the Lord took his personal associates with him and with his own hand smeared sandalwood pulp on their bodies. Let's see, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is teaching how to be a devotee, how to treat other devotees. The Lord spread sandalwood pulp on the bodies of all the devotees with his own hand. He then gave each devotee a broom with his own hand. First came the sandalwood pulp. Here's the broom. Maybe you want to try that here. It's got to get hot enough here for us to smear sandalwood pulp on you, because sandalwood pulp has a very cooling effect. He then gave each devotee a broom with his own hand, and taking all of them personally with him, the Lord went to Gundicha. In this way, the Lord and his associates went to cleanse the Gundicha temple. At first, they cleansed the temple with the brooms. The Lord cleansed everything inside the temple very nicely, including the ceiling. He then took up the sitting place, Simhasana, cleansed it, and again put it in its original place, the sitting place. The Lord lifted up and then cleaned underneath it. Thus the Lord and his companions cleansed and swept all the temple's buildings, big and small, and finally cleansed the area between the temple and the kirtan hall. Indeed, hundreds of devotees were engaged in cleansing all around the temple, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was personally carrying out the operation just to instruct others. That is how to be a leader in Krishna consciousness. You set the example by doing. Srila Prabhupada wrote one of my godfathers, Tridas, in 1972, that the business of being a leader is to be enthusiastic so that others will be enthusiastic. That is the main business of a leader in Krishna consciousness, to generate enthusiasm for the Lord's service. So Lord Chaitanya is personally carrying out this mandira margin, this cleansing operation of the temple, just to instruct others. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu washed and cleansed the temple in great jubilation, chanting the holy name of Lord Krishna all the time. Similarly, all the devotees were also chanting and at the same time performing their respective duties. So Lord Chaitanya is demonstrating how to be absorbed in Krishna Seva. All aspects of your being are focused in Krishna's service. Just like when I was at Govinda's the other day, I could see, I went behind the counter just to see what it was like to be behind the counter as the people came up for their prasad. And I could see this is a very absorbing service. And it wasn't even a super busy day. Person after person came up to the counter, and I could see the expected look on their face. You get a different view when you're behind the counter. So you can see their desires. people. They wanted good food. Some people wanted to be recognized. Like their faces cried out, "Do you remember me?" And I could see how the devotees were constantly in motion. I mean, it was actually a high-energy service. I wasn't even there on a super busy day, but one after another, you had to just keep serving. And so you can learn how to be absorbed in devotional service by studying this Gundisha chapter about how all the devotees were doing their duties and chanting at the same time. In other words, they weren't spacing out. We all know how to do something for Krishna in a spaced out way. Your body's going through the motions and your mind is a million miles away. And so that's what it means to be spaced out. You're not focused on what you do. But every motion that you make in Krishna's service, you're obeying the Lord. Let me be here for you. Let my devotion, my bhakti, be behind every movement that I make. Krishna becomes very pleased. And the people, they feel that. The people know that devotees are very special. You should talk to people if you ever can get them to confide in you how devotees appear to them. This happened to me in Wellington about a month ago. Some of the visitors, they kind of let down their guard and they started telling me, what it looks like to them when they come for yoga class or when they come for prasad. They said, after we leave, we start talking to each other. How come they look so peaceful? Why are they shining so much? And their eyes look so full, soothing, calm. What do you think? Maybe it's that chanting, huh?
They were telling me that they actually discuss amongst themselves like that. I found it very interesting because, normally New Zealanders, don't put the cards on the table so easily. So they were, they actually were opening up and saying, just notice that shining of the face. So then I asked him, "Well, don't you think maybe you could do like that too?" "Well, no, too much there." So anyway, Lord Caitanya is showing by example how to be absorbed in devotional service so you attract Krishna's attention. Then, what did Lord Chaitanya look like doing all this cleaning? Those of you who have been on cleaning marathons know you get covered with dust and dirt. The entire beautiful body of the Lord was covered with dust and dirt. In this way, it became transcendentally beautiful. At times, when cleansing the temple, the Lord shed tears. And in some places, he even cleansed with those tears. This is definitely the supreme example of how to clean the temple. Lord Caitanya, showing how to be the perfect devotee, is overwhelmed with love of Krishna, and he's crying while he's cleaning. And therefore, he's using his own tears to clean it. This is definitely the pinnacle of bhakti. Transcendental love and devotion for the Supreme Lord. After this, the place where the deity's food was kept, Bhoga Mandir. You have a Bhoga Mandir here? Where the deity's food is kept. Then the yard was cleansed, and then all the residential quarters, one after the other. After Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu collected all the straw, dust and grains of sand in one place, he gathered it all in his cloth and threw it outside. Following the example of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all the devotees in great jubilation began to gather straws and dust with their own cloths and throw them outside the temple. You see, it just takes one good example and everybody starts to follow. Lord Chaitanya gathers the straw and dust in his sannyas cloth. And then everybody else, yes, let's do it. They all grab, they gather dust and straw in their cloth, and they take it outside. And so in this way, one example sets everything into motion. The Lord then told the devotees, "I can tell how much you have labored and how well you have cleansed the temple simply by seeing all the straw and dust you have collected outside.
Even though all the devotees collected dirt in one pile,
the dirt collected by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was much greater,
because the Lord is the supreme purifier. Krishna is the most expert at purifying any situation. That's why you say, Om Apavitra Pavitra Sarvas Kamkato Viva.
Yup. Smaret Pundarikaksham. No matter what situation, anyone, anything is purified when you remember the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
After the inside of the temple was cleansed, the Lord again allotted areas for the devotees to cleanse.
The Lord has told them,
go at it again, one more time. This is the process of bhakti yoga.
A devotee thinks, I always have more purification I need, more cleansing to be done. A devotee never thinks, now my job is finished. No. There's always more and more perfection to be obtained. A devotee never thinks, I'm superior to the others. Anytime we think I'm superior to the other devotees, then that's the first indication that we're quite inferior.
But it's hard to understand how you can become advanced in Krishna consciousness while at the same time thinking you're inferior to everyone. This is the paradoxical nature of love of Krishna.
The Lord ordered everyone to cleanse the inside of the temple very perfectly by taking fire dust, straws, and grains of sand and throwing them outside.
After Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all the Vaishnavas cleansed the temple for the second time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very happy to see the cleansing work.
Thank you.
In this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu first washed the main temple and then thoroughly washed the ceiling, the walls, the floor, the sitting place, Singhasan, and everything else within the room. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself and his devotees began to throw water onto the ceiling. When this water fell, it washed the walls and floor. Then, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to wash the sitting place of Lord Jagannath with his own hands, and all the devotees began to bring water to the Lord. All the devotees within the temple began to wash. Each one had a broom in his hand, and in this way, they cleansed the temple of the Lord. Someone brought water to pour into the hands of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And someone poured water on his lotus feet. That water that fell from the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was drunk by someone who hid himself. Someone else begged for that water, and another person was giving that water in charity. After the room was washed, the water was let out through an outlet, and it then flowed and filled the yard outside. The Lord mopped the rooms with his own clothes, and he polished the throne with them also. You see, in this way, Lord Chaitanya is showing that everything is for the service of the Lord. He's engaging everything in cleaning the temple, even his own clothes, mopping the rooms with his own clothes, polishing the throne of the deity with his own clothes, showing everything belongs to Krishna, and everything is meant for Krishna's service. In this way, all the rooms were cleansed with 100 water pots. After the rooms had been cleansed, the minds of the devotees were as clean as the rooms. A very important point. By cleaning the Lord's temple, you are cleaning your heart. By washing the pots, you are washing your heart. So, when you clean the Lord's temple, you feel clean yourself. because Krishna from within your heart will reciprocate.
When you hear the glories of the Lord, you're clean because the Lord in the heart takes notice. When you hear about Krishna, then the Lord as the super soul in your heart, what does he do? How does he reciprocate? He cleanses the desire for material enjoyment from your heart. That's what makes Krishna consciousness possible. I know some of you are worried and wonder, how long can I go in Krishna consciousness? Can I withstand the flood of material desires? Can I resist my past conditioning? Oh, I've done so many things before. How can I stay away from those things even if I want to? It's so powerful. What to do? Is there any hope? Yes, there's complete hope. That when you hear about Krishna, he reciprocates. He's not idle in your heart. Krishna is active in your heart. He's working for you, so to speak. He cleanses the desire for material enjoyment from your heart. The Lord causes you to forget your material desires, just like he causes a non-devotee to forget devotional service. When the temple was cleansed, it was purified, cool, and pleasing. Just as if the Lord's own pure mind had appeared. That is meant to be the atmosphere in the temple, because the temple is the residence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Purified, cool, and pleasing, as if the Lord's own pure mind had appeared. Since hundreds of men were engaged in bringing water from the lake, there was no place to stand on the banks. Consequently, someone began to draw water from a well. Hundreds of devotees brought water in the pots, and hundreds took the empty pots to fill them again. With the exception of Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Acharya, Swarup Damodar, Brahmananda Parvati, and Paramananda Puri, everyone was engaged in filling the water pots and bringing them there. Many of the water pots were broken when people collided with one another, and hundreds of men had to bring new water pots to fill. What a scene. Some people were filling the pots, and others were washing the rooms, but everyone was engaged in chanting the holy name of Krishna and Hari. One person begged for a water pot by chanting the holy names, Krishna, Krishna. And another delivered a pot while chanting, Krishna, Krishna. Whenever anyone had to speak, he did so by uttering the holy name of Krishna. Consequently, the holy name of Krishna became an indication for everyone who wanted something. You should try that sometime. Everyone engaged in cleaning the temple, and you indicate you want some cleaning equipment by saying, Krishna, Krishna. As Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was vibrating the holy name of Krishna in ecstatic love, he himself was performing the work of hundreds of men. It appeared as though Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were cleansing and washing with 100 hands. He approached every devotee just to teach him how to work. When he saw someone doing nicely, the Lord praised him. But if he saw that someone was not working to his satisfaction, he immediately chastised that person, not bearing him any grudge. So you see, even in the presence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, there's always some slackers. Yeah, you think, oh, if I was there with the Supreme Lord, I'd be fully, you know, absorbed. But here you're not. You're right there in Lord Chaitanya's Mandira Marjana Party, and you're goofing, you're not, you know, you're spacing out. Yeah, you see? You can space out in your service even in the association of the Supreme Lord. So Lord Chaitanya is showing now how to handle space cases.
he immediately chastised the person, but not bearing a grudge. That means not making a whole thing about it and going on and on for 10 years. The Lord would say, "You have done very well. Please teach this to others so they may act in the same way." A bit of sarcasm and irony from the Supreme Lord. In other words, Lord Caitanya is very tactfully making a criticism. Not that, you're not doing anything, you're useless. No, Lord Caitanya just makes an ironic statement to someone who's not doing well. He says, "You have done well. Please teach this to others so they may act in the same way." You can remember that. As soon as they heard Sri Caitanya Mahaprabhu say this, everyone became ashamed. Thus the devotees began to work with great attention.
Yeah.
area, and then the place where food was kept. All other places were also washed. In this way, the meeting place was washed, the entire yard, the raised sitting places, the kitchen, and every other room. Thus, all the places around the temple were thoroughly washed within and out. After everything was thoroughly washed, a Vaishnava from Bengal, who was very intelligent and simple, came and poured water on the lotus feet of the Lord. The Gaudiya Vaishnava then took that water and drank it himself. Seeing that, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu felt a little unhappy and was also outwardly angry. Although the Lord was certainly satisfied with him, he became angry externally in order to establish the etiquette of religious principles. The Lord then called Masru Damodar and told him, "Just see the behavior of your Bengali Vaishnava. This person from Bengal has washed my feet within the temple of the personality of Godhead. Not only that, but he has drunk the water himself. I do not know what my destination is because of his offense. Indeed, your Bengali Vaishnava has greatly implicated me." At this point, Sukhdamana Goswami caught the Gaudiya Vaishnava by the neck and, giving a little push, ejected him from the temple and made him stay outside. After Sukhdamana Goswami returned within the temple, he requested Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to excuse that innocent person. After this incident, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very satisfied. Now remember, internally the Lord was pleased, but externally, to show religious etiquette, he became angry. Because in the temple of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, this simple devotee from Bengal had poured water over the Lord's feet and drank it. And the Lord is in the role of a devotee, so therefore he became angry. He implicated me in an offense. This temple belongs to the personality of Godhead. Of course, Sri Krishna Chaitanya is the personality of Godhead, but he's in the mood of a devotee. After this incident, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very satisfied. He then asked all the devotees to sit down in two lines on both sides. It's not time for prasad yet, but they're not sitting down in two lines on both sides. Yeah, that's coming tomorrow night. We'll discuss the big feast. But the Lord then personally sat down in the middle and picked up all kinds of straw, grains of sand, and dirty things. While Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was picking up the straws and grains of sand, he said, "I shall gather everyone's collection, and I shall ask whoever has collected less than the others to pay a fine of sweet cakes and sweet rice." This is good temple management. Whoever does less cleaning pays a fine. Sweet cakes and sweet rice. In this way, all the quarters of the Gundicha temple were completely cleansed and cleared. All quarters were cool and spotless, like one's cleansed and pacified mind. When the water from the different rooms was finally let out through the halls, it appeared as if new rivers were rushing out to meet the waters of the ocean. Outside the gateway of the temple, all the roads were also cleansed, and no one could tell exactly how this was done. The devotees, led by Lord Chaitanya, had not cleansed the roads surrounding the temple, but it happened. This is how things go on when you're working for Krishna. Amazing things happen. You do your little effort, and Krishna does his part. When he wants to, though, it's a wonderful experience in Krishna consciousness. You when you try to do something for Krishna and it can't be done. You try and try and it's just not successful. And then all of a sudden, in the blink of an eye, it happens. Krishna has shown you. He's the controller. When he wants something to happen, it happens. So no one cleansed the roads surrounding the temple. But when they looked outside, it was all the roads around were also clean. Reminds me once in the very early days of this time, the second temple in San Francisco. They had rented a storefront and you had the Jagannath deities there. And it was just the very beginning, so things were very simple and the devotees were just living from day to day, month to month. You know, how are we going to pay the rent this month? Can we last another month in this location? Can we pay the rent this month? So the month came for paying the rent, the monthly payment, and didn't add it. So things were looking very bleak. And so then it looked like this is going to be the end of the second center of this time, San Francisco. One morning, two devotees, a couple, a householder couple, were going to the temple for Mangal Arati. And as the street was empty, the San Francisco street was empty, and it's always windy in San Francisco, like Wellington. So, as they, early, Mangal Arati, no one on the street, and the wind was blowing, and all of a sudden they looked at the sidewalk, we call it the pavement, and they looked at the pavement, and to their amazement, $100 bills were blowing down the street out of nowhere. So they just gathered up the money. There's no one around. The street's empty. And all of a sudden, $100 bills are blowing down the street out of nowhere. They just gathered up the money and they had exactly enough to pay the monk's rent. No one could figure out how this happened. There's no one on the streets, completely empty. You know, people just don't lose a lot of $100 bills. But also, out of nowhere, these bills are blowing down the pavement right in front of them. Right in their feet. They just bat them along. Wow, it's enough to make a rent. So, that's a true story. All right. What comes next is a long purport Srila Prabhupada gives us, originating from Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, about how Lord Chaitanya, in this cleansing of the temple, is demonstrating how to receive the Supreme Personality of Godhead within your cleansed and pacified heart. Lord Chaitanya is demonstrating what you should do if you want to see Krishna seated in your heart. So we'll discuss that more tomorrow evening. Very long and beautiful purport about cleansing the heart, using the example of cleansing the temple. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.